Hey everyone, welcome to episode 82 of Siths and Giggles. We are your hosts, Casey and Krissa, and we are here to talk about Star Wars. It's an exciting time because we are entering a new era of Star Wars today. We're going to be talking about the issue one of the High Republic comic by Kevan Scott, and I'm excited for this one. How are you today, Krista?
I'm all right. Decent, I would say.
It's been a day. It's been a week.
It's been a week, yeah. I was going to say, we can't even say it's been a day, because it's been a week.
Well, it's funny because, okay, everything started falling apart on Wednesday, so it hasn't even been a week. It's been 3 days. It's been a 3 days.
Well, it's been horrific. It's been a wild ride that I've been very much, like, off of.
It hasn't been... There's been a couple of bright lights. Like, for example, today, the Wolves won.
Yes.
It was my first FA Cup game. So I got to see the Wolves win.
I'm gonna let you know right now, domestic cups are nothing to be hyped about.
I don't care. I'm still hyped about them. This is all new to me.
I'm like, it's not super exciting. If we make it to like the quarterfinals, then yeah, like it's exciting. But like, I mean, other than that, it's the only way we're gonna win a trophy this year. So that is true, which would be absolutely hype.
Okay. You want to talk about things that are nothing to be hyped about today? I was excited to see Patrick Cotrone play. So if you want to talk about things that are nothing to get hyped about.
I don't hate Patrick Cotrone. I'm actually kind of happy. Like, I'm pleased that he is back. I don't hate him by any means. I was bummed it didn't work out the first time. I was super stoked that he was the first ever Italian to play for Wolves. I was pumped.
He has the best chant of all the soccer players.
He has a phenomenal song. I will not torture our listeners by singing it at all, because no. But it's a fantastic, fantastic chant. And he honestly, like, every, and like, I know it's just social media and stuff, but like, he seems genuinely excited about this second chance, whereas I wish the same could be said for Morgan Gibbs-White, but the dude can't even be bothered to take out that he doesn't play for Swansea anymore, when he's and the sad thing is I don't want to say, you know, those players are on social media instantaneously after matches and shit. They're on it 24/7, especially the young guys. So like, come on, dude, you could reflect it. I mean, I don't blame him. He's a little salty because I think some fans did mention putting Alfred on top of a bonfire.
So. Whoa.
Yeah, I won't. I'll have to send you his girlfriend's Instagram. You can probably see why people are not a fan of her. But...
did not know about that. But yeah, that was like our only bright spot this week. So I'm going to hang on to that one for a while.
And no judgment. It was.
But yeah, so we are talking about the New Republic comic. I really liked this one. I really liked it. Like, it's the first issue. I thought it was really cool that we got to see a Padawan going through the trials to become a Jedi Knight. Because, like, up until this point, like, the trials that we've seen took place, like, within the context of the Clone Wars. So it was either, like, it was Obi-Wan defeating a Sith Lord, it was Anakin fighting a Sith Lord, it was Ahsoka being, like, accused of the Jedi Temple bombing. We've yet to see a Jedi Padawan who's just, like, a Jedi during a time of like relative peace, and is going through like the trials to become a knight. Like that was kind of, that was cool to see.
Yeah, we really haven't seen a Jedi that's just, you know, had to do a normal trial. Everybody else was kind of were like trials of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had this horrific thing happen to you. So you overcame it. We're going to go ahead and knight you.
And in some cases it was, we did this horrific thing to you. Please accept our apologies. You're now a Jedi Knight.
Well, it wasn't even an apology. It was like their way of being like, yeah, we done fucked up, but you know, you can't blame us, but we're going to knight you anyway.
The force. I like this new character. Her name is Keeve. She seems like a cool character. I like how, I think my favorite thing about her is like, she keeps accidentally swearing in front of people.
Yes.
Like no matter how important the person is that she's talking to. And I like her, I do like her master, Skier. He is a, I'm pretty sure, I forgot to look this up before we started the podcast. I'm pretty sure he's a Trandoshan, which is the species that Bossk the Bounty Hunter is, I think. I'm terrible with Star Wars species.
Hang on. Yeah, he is a Trandoshan. It says it on page 13.
Oh, okay. I missed that then. Which is cool because up until this point, like the Trandoshans have been like the bad guys, like Bossk the Bounty Hunter, and like I think it was like the second or third episode of The Mandalorian, like Mando and Baby Yoda were attacked by a group of Trandoshans. Like it's fun to like actually see a species that is like traditionally the villain get to be a Jedi Knight this time. And I like how...
Yeah, I mean...
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, like, I mean, it's kind of always bothered me that where you'll see, like, one species be routinely labeled the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the ones that look more alien than humanoid. And that kind of always annoys me. So
they're the bad guys, or like in the case of the Gungans, like they're comic relief.
Yes, exactly. So I definitely agree with you. It is really cool to see, you know, a Jedi Master for the Trandoshan.
Yeah. This is, so I'm pretty sure the story is taking place after Charles Soule's book, Light of the Jedi. I don't think the story really lost anything because I haven't read that book yet, but I'm pretty sure it takes place after it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with names, you know this. Shit, what is his name?
The little flying guy?
No, he's dope. Master Maru.
Is that the one that came in with Yoda? I almost called him Baby Yoda. Is that the one that came in with
adult, no, he's adult the one Yoda? Sitting in like the cockpit thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The guy who looks like who John Perlman plays him.
Oh, he looks like Hellboy, yeah.
Yes. I was like, that Jedi looks exactly like Hellboy. I knew it was Hell something, but I couldn't remember what. Coolest part of this entire issue, though, by far, is her lightsaber. Keeve's lightsaber. So cool.
It's a neat lightsaber, and I'm guessing from the... I'm sorry if you can hear that Christmas music in the background. My clock is going off. But no, it's cool. I'm guessing from the length of the lightsaber and the look of the other end of the hilt, I'm guessing that's a double-bladed lightsaber.
Jesse, how many times did you read this comic?
I read it once, and I skimmed through it another time. Why? Did she use her double-bladed lightsaber at some point?
Yes, several times.
I swear to God I've read this comic.
Usually it's the other way around. Like, I'm the one who's, like, terrible with that kind of stuff.
I should have read it the second time. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But, no, yeah, she has it. It's initially two separate ones, and it looks like she has, instead of, like, holstered on her hip, it's across her chest. And they can get put together.
Oh, there it is, when she's fighting the... big mm-hmm. flying red alien thing. Yeah, there it is. Double-bladed green lightsaber. Full disclosure, I read this at like midnight last night as I was going to bed.
Skier.
What was that?
She's also doing it when she's fighting Skier. Like, there's an entire page of it.
There is. Oh my God.
A massive, massive page of it.
So let me tell you how I read a comic.
Okay.
I am terrible at just like sitting back and taking in the artwork. Like, I read the dialogue, I look at the faces of the people that are saying the dialogue. But, like, I'm terrible at just, like, sitting back and taking in the artwork and seeing what's going on around me. So, like, does not surprise me at all that I missed the fact that she has a double-bladed lightsaber.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I've always been a big fan of comics and graphic novels because of the art. Because they can tell almost just as much sometimes, and sometimes even better. Like, especially with Star Wars, it's like you're going to different planets. Seeing the planets and the various, you know, species of aliens and cultures and stuff like that get played out in the shows and the movies is awesome. But, like, when it comes to books, sometimes it doesn't come across as clear as, like, I would like it to.
Yeah.
Like, I can't visualize it. So, like, in comics, to, like, see these, you know, to see it played out and all these colors and detail and everything is just absolutely awesome. So, like, I've always been, like, a big fan of the art in comics.
I think next time we do a comic issue, I'm going to make it a point to take in the artwork. Because I do it in the Vader comics. I pointed out stuff about the artwork in the Vader comics. Like, I should do it more. I'm curious about the guy that came in with Yoda. Grandmaster Vetir. Or Vetter. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm curious how old he is. Because there was someone who looked just like him on the Council in The Phantom Menace. I'm going to Google
that. I don't know. I mean, he's using a cane, so I would imagine he's probably up there.
That is true. Yoda's using a cane, too.
But Yoda's also up there.
Yoda is up there.
He's hundreds of years old.
Okay, Wikipedia doesn't have anything about him being in The Phantom Menace, so I guess that's just another...
I mean, it's possible. Maybe they got the idea from looking at, you know, that particular
Jedi. That's possible. Kind of like how J.J. Abrams got the idea for Maz Kanata because... in The Phantom Menace, Anakin has a little wood carving of her in his bedroom.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I can see I can definitely see that happening. Yoda looks young and spry.
It's weird.
It's weird to see him 200 years younger.
Yes.
And I'm guessing from the dialogue, he's not on the Jedi Council at the moment. Seems like he was on the council, he's left the council, and he's just kind of like off adventuring now.
Yeah. I do like that he's kind of, we're seeing a bit of the same, you know, desire to go off and kind of do your own thing that we saw with Anakin, Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon. Like, we kind of all seen them go through that phase at some point as a Jedi where they're kind of like taking a step back and like seeking something else.
Maybe like this will be the story where we find out why Yoda thinks that excitement and adventure are not something a Jedi craves. Maybe like this is the story where he learned his lesson.
That'd be interesting.
Something I do want to point out, this is me appreciating the artwork. Go to page 16.
Okay.
I love how as she's connecting with them through the Force, I love how the artwork kind of like almost puts her in an avatar state.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool.
I like how this is kind of a parallel of the space whales.
Yes.
In Rebels. Where there's a beacon of something that's attracting all of the ships to where they're not supposed to be.
And I also like, I mean, you know how much I like the nonviolent solutions. I like how she didn't just, like, fight them all and, you know, take them out. She figured out a nonviolent way to preserve their life and just get them safely to where they were trying to go. And that's really, I mean, that's like the difference between the light side and the dark side, because every time we see like Vader or like Kylo Ren fight a giant beast in a comic, they kill it.
Well, they don't just kill it, they slaughter it in like a horrific fashion too.
Yeah. And, like, every time we see a Jedi do it, they just kind of, like, safely lead it away. So, yeah, so I got to say, for the first issue, it was certainly an intriguing story.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very confused by the ending. I don't get the last page at all.
I mean, it certainly left me wanting more. It's certainly making me excited for issue two. I don't know. I can't tell if he, like, went into his quarters and saw someone, or, like, if he just is very disappointed by something and is belting out no as he goes to the privacy of his own, like, place.
Yeah, I have no clue. I was very confused by it. Still very confused by it.
I'm going to be disappointed if, after all the praising we did for making a Trandoshan a good guy, if he somehow ends up being the bad guy.
That would just be so messed up.
It would be.
So messed up.
And I really like page 23. just really nice to see all those Jedi there with all those lightsabers raised to the sky. Like,
I do like we got, let's see here, a couple purples.
Couple purples.
I mean, the rest are mostly blue and green, but.
Yeah.
But a couple purples in there.
There might be a yellow up near the top. I can't tell. Oh, I didn't know this, all the Jedi up top at first.
Yeah.
And there's some interesting hilts. Like, look at Skeer's hilt on the left-hand side. It's kind of like a rapier, yep, almost.
Yeah. That is, I mean, it's definitely neat. I'm intrigued to see more of, you know, just like the designs and the aesthetic and everything of the High Republic.
I'm kind of wondering, so, like, since this is a time of peace, and, like, there's no Sith, and I'm guessing that they're not really engaging in lightsaber battles. I wonder if their hilts kind of, like, maybe they get, like, really creative with them because, like, they're more ceremonial than practical now.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, like, we've seen that they can fight with them because we saw that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, neither one of them were really necessarily being careful about what they were doing.
Yeah. But even, like, there's a lot of things to take in on page 23. Because, like, even, okay, so, like, the creativeness of their hilts. But then just look at, like, their clothing.
And look at, yeah, the robes and everything.
Yeah. And then, like, look at, like, it's very, there's a lot of gold here. This is almost like, we're in, like, the Gilded Age of the Jedi.
Do you know what's hysterical about everybody referring to it as the Gilded Age?
Yeah, what?
Is that historically it was called the Gilded Age because, like, it was, like, that period of American history was referred to that because it was, like, basically cheap.
That's what I was gonna
gold plastering over shit.
Okay, I swear to God, I was going to say this. I'm not just saying this in response to you. I swear to God, I was going to say we're like in the Gilded Age of the Jedi, whereas just like our own Gilded Age led to the Depression, their Gilded Age is going to lead to the fall of the Jedi and the rise of the Sith. So like, it's appropriate that I'm calling it the Gilded Age because I'm saying that, like, underneath, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad we worked that out.
It's been a long week, man.
It has been a long week. It's been a very long week. It's been a crazy week. So that's really all I have to say about this comic. In the cover for issue 2, Skeer is fighting someone. And the tease says, a derelict ship with a dark secret. Young Keeve faces the first true test of her knighthood, an enemy that threatens Starlight and the very Republic itself. So,
those issue 3's cover and issue 4's cover, if those are their covers or just what's being teased, look awesome.
I want to know who the big head is in issue 3.
Yeah. And I like the way that those vines are coming up out of the ground. It's almost like a hair framing that face.
In issue 4 has more of like a vine theme. That looks like, I'm pretty sure
it looks like a vine growing out of scars arm.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I'm thinking that's going to end up being a force vision because, yeah, that vine's growing out of its arm and it's surrounding Keeve. And who was the Jedi Master who became the Marshal of Starlight?
Abra? Avar.
Avar, yeah. So yeah, lots to look forward to. I'm looking forward to talking about these ones.
I'm intrigued because we honestly know absolutely nothing about this enemy.
I know. Well, we know nothing about any of this. Wasn't it so, like, refreshing to read something so new? Something yes. that, like, you know that, like, a Skywalker's not going to pop up into the story. Like, it's just, it's so new and so fresh and it's so exciting to, like, enter into this era of Star Wars.
Yeah. When's the next issue come out?
Give me a second and I'll see if I can find that out. I don't know what the popular opinion here is, but I'm kind of hoping that we don't get too much of Yoda in this comic.
I agree.
Not that Yoda is, like, ruining the story, and not that, like, I don't like Yoda, but, like, I want all the characters that I don't know about.
Yes.
February 3rd, issue 2 will come out.
Okay, so we got like a month.
Yep, and then that day we're also getting the next issue of Star Wars. And then next week we get another issue of Darth Vader, so.
Okay.
All right, do you have anything else to say about the comic?
I do not think so.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say about Star Wars?
I do not think so.
All right, then I think that that is all we've got. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Darth Hockey. You can follow the podcast at Sith's Giggles Pod. And Krista, where can people follow you?
I'm also on Twitter at Critter, K-R-I, 3-T-E-3-R's.
And if you follow Krista and you're lucky enough, maybe she'll subtweet you one day like she did me this week.
It wasn't just you.
It was funny.
Of the timeline.
It was funny. I enjoyed the moment. You can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Everyone, thank you for listening. Bye.